Hey everybody, this is Zach. Today, Tom Richter will begin to take care of some unfinished business. What business, you ask? Let's find out. Down Gilead Lane.
I've lost three of my best clients.
What's going to happen to us, Tom?
We're going to make it here, all right? Maya? Maya, say something. Maya?
Yes, sir. I understand your concern. Okay, your anger. But I'm doing the very best I can under the circumstances. This was totally unexpected, and I... Sir, I'm sorry, but I've got another call coming in, and I need to take it. It's my wife. I'll have to call you back, okay? Bye now. Hello, Monica. Yes, I'm working late again. I'll be home as soon as I can, all right? Nothing's wrong. It's okay. It's all gonna be okay.
I don't believe you.
You were right outside the whole time?
What's going on, Tom? I want to know, and I want to know now.
Oh, I don't think you want to hear this.
Try me.
All right. The biomedical tech firm, the one I invested in a while back, the one that made us all that money... Well, it turns out they were involved in some big scam.
Oh.
Now they're filing for bankruptcy.
Oh.
I've been scrambling trying to make up for it, but my clients, they're not real happy either. We're talking about a ton of money here.
Well, you'll just have to figure a way out of this.
Yeah.
For the record, I'm not happy either, Tom.
Oh?
Tonight, before I left, Maya made me promise to remind you about her gymnastics show. I have to keep telling her Dad's busy.
Look, I'll try.
But something concerns me more than that.
What?
Tiffany, there's something wrong, Tom. I've tried everything to get her to talk, but she refuses. If you were at home...
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know. She came straight home from school today, locked her door, and won't come out. You know she's been trying to talk to you for a week.
Well, what do you expect from me? You want me to push at work to maintain our lifestyle, and yet... You expect me to be the typical 9-to-5 dad who comes home promptly after work at 5:21 every day to help everybody else with their problems. Well, I'm sorry, Monica, but I can't do it. I can't do it all. I've lost three of my best clients, and I've got more threatening to leave.
They aren't the only ones.
What's that supposed to mean?
Where have you been?
Monica, I didn't expect you to be up so late. Have you been crying? What's wrong?
Where have you been? I've been trying to reach you for the past 20 minutes.
Well, my cell phone died. What's going on?
Caleb was in an accident tonight.
What?
He's okay. He's in his room asleep. The police told me this lady was speeding and ran right through a red light, right into Caleb. He was pretty shaken up.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
Not so much about the accident, but because...
Oh no. Well, he wasn't driving the Ferrari.
Yes.
Oh. So, how is the Ferrari?
It's total, Tom.
Just great. Just great. Just fabulous.
Will you stop? All you can think about is your toy.
For the 100th time, it's not a toy. It's... oh, come on. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, I know it's been hard lately.
No, you don't know.
What do you mean?
You had a confession tonight.
Yes.
Well, now it's my turn to confess.
What?
The bed and breakfast is going through a very bad slump. The worst we've ever had, Tom.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
You've been stressed enough as it is. Besides, I was confident I could turn things around by now. But it's not working. That new highway is draining away a lot of our traffic. On top of that, there's a new bed and breakfast in Westtown that's been advertising very heavily.
How bad is it?
If things don't turn around by the end of the year, we're going to have to shut down.
Ugh.
What's going to happen to us, Tom?
I don't understand. I mean, we were doing so well. I mean, amazingly well, just a few months ago. Now everything is falling apart.
I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm going to bed.
Tiffany is still up, the lights on under her door.
Go away.
Tiffany, it's Dad.
Who?
Dad.
I don't recall anyone by that name.
Very funny. Open the door.
I don't want to talk right now.
Look, I'm sorry. I've been very busy lately, all right? There's a whole lot going on, and I... What is the use?
Dad?
What? You were suspended?
It wasn't my fault. My best friend betrayed me.
Whoa. Let's start from the beginning.
Heather was jealous because Ryan started liking me more than her.
Hold on. Heather is...
My best friend, Dad.
Okay, right.
And Ryan is just a regular friend. That's all. Although Heather accused me of trying to steal Ryan from her. It's not true. She got so mad at me, she planted a bag of something in my backpack.
What? Drugs?
Yeah. And then told the principal I was some sort of drug dealer.
Uh-huh. So they searched your backpack.
And I was suspended.
Ugh.
Megan warned me Heather was going to try something like this.
Why didn't you tell us this was going on?
Mother and I aren't speaking to each other right now. We had a disagreement last week.
I didn't know about this.
I tried to talk to you. You were too busy at work.
Par for the course.
Oh, way to chime in there, Monica.
You're failing at work. You're failing at home.
Enough already.
I can't take this. Please, just get out of my room.
Yes, I know I promised you by the end of the month. Yes, last month. Look, I'll be open with you. Things aren't going so well, all right? I'll try, okay? I'll try. Who could that be? Come in! Maya, what are you doing here so late? Aren't you supposed to be in bed?
Mother dropped me off. I wanted to see you.
Oh?
You're working a lot lately.
Yes, I am, and I'm getting further behind. Oh, I gotta get started on that quarterly report.
Are you okay, Dad?
I'm fine. Life hasn't been so fun lately, but I'm gonna make it.
You need God to help you.
I don't need a Sunday school lesson, thank you very much.
Well, I've been having a lot of fun with my gymnastics class. Maybe you can join us and have some fun too.
Yeah, I'm already bending over backwards.
I learned how to flip and tumble, and I'm doing really well on the balance beam. I love it.
That's good, Maya.
Mother said you might be able to watch us perform in the park on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fundraiser for the Heart Association. I hope you can come.
Me too.
Oh, if you come, you'll get to see me do a back walkover and a back handspring and a front handspring.
Good. Very good.
And front and back flips.
Nice.
The really fun part, we're doing a circus theme, so we'll be all dressed up like animals. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
They want me to be a seal.
Maya, honey, I've got a lot of work to do.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Dad, this is our last performance of the year. You haven't even seen me yet.
Look, I really want to be there, but I've got some deadlines that I just got... Never mind that. I'll do my best to come to your performance, Maya. Okay, let's see. I'll buy long at 82, buy the 80 to protect the downside, and... Oh no! Maya's performance is tonight! Maya?
The performance got canceled because of the rain.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maya.
That's okay. I had an idea.
Oh?
Can you come into the lobby, please?
All right. Whoa, what is going on?
I asked my gymnastics teacher and all my friends if they could do the performance here in the lobby.
Really?
And they all said yes. It's a big enough place where we can do the whole thing right here, if that's okay with you.
You are something else. Of course. So where do you want me to be?
Hey, Jason, bring that chair over here, please.
Okay.
And Dad, this is for you.
Popcorn?
And cotton candy. You can't have a circus without popcorn and cotton candy.
Oh, right.
Thanks, Jason.
Sure.
Now just sit right here, Dad, and we'll put on the show for you.
One more thing I have to do in the office.
Dad.
I have to turn off the light.
Oh, good. One and all, Dad, for joining us in the greatest gymnastics show on Earth. Or at least coloring.
Good job, everybody.
See you guys. Really good job.
Yes, good night. Thanks for coming. Thank you so much.
Wow, it's really warm.
Let's pick that back.
Do you have an umbrella?
No.
Mother said I could ride home with you.
Oh, sure. I just have to wrap up a few things. Take me 20 minutes.
Can I help you?
I wish you could. In a way, you already have.
Did you enjoy the show?
I certainly did. And you make a very convincing octopus.
That was a steal, Dad.
Oh, I didn't think an octopus would bark.
You made a very convincing audience. You know that part when I was doing the handstand? I almost thought that I'd be...
Hold on, Maya. Listen.
Is that a fire truck or something?
No, it's not. Hello? That's what I was wondering about. Oh, no. We'll be all right. They usually don't get tornadoes in this part because of the hills being so close.
Tornado?
I'll be home as quick as I can. I will. Bye.
Dad?
Your mother says a tornado was spotted a few miles southwest of here. It was seen heading this way.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna lock up real quick.
How can an airplane fly in this kind of weather?
I don't know. Maya, are you playing with the lights?
No, I'm not.
Wait, listen.
It doesn't sound like the airplane's moving.
That's no airplane. Quickly, Maya, come with me to the hallway, away from the... Hold on!
Moving.
Get down! Tuck your head between your knees! I'll shield you from whatever comes through that door!
Who is it?
Tom. Tom Richter. Hello, Grace.
What a surprise. Come in.
Oh, I won't be long.
Have a seat.
Okay.
I happen to have some fresh lemonade right here.
I really don't... Thank you.
Is something wrong?
No.
You think it's awkward being served lemonade by a blind person?
Well, yes.
But there's something more.
Grace, it's awkward just being here, in this house, on this street.
That's right. I've never seen you come down Gilead Lane before. So why today?
It's time.
I'm listening.
All right. A long time ago, my father had forbidden me from ever coming down Gilead Lane again, as if nothing had ever happened here. But what happened that night has been with me all these years. It's like a cancer growing on my conscience. Well, when my father died, I thought a lot about talking to you, but you were living in New York by then, and I just decided to put it all behind me, but it didn't work. When you moved back to Coleraine, I knew that I had to do something. Grace, for your sake, for my sake, I believe it's time to tell you what happened that night your parents died.
Go on.
You see, I was at my high school graduation party in the woods with a lot of my friends. And I was drunk out of my mind, but even so, I knew I was in trouble. It was after 2 a.m, and all I could think about was being late for my curfew. So I got in my car, I turned onto Gilead Lane and started home. I came over the hill on the wrong side of the road. And there was a car coming straight at me. The headlights were blinding, but I was too drunk to do anything. The car swerved off the road and hit a tree. It was an awful sound. It was unreal. I couldn't believe this was happening. I stopped my car, I got out, I could smell gas fumes in the air. I stumbled down toward the car, and then right there in front of me, the car burst into flames. I could hear screaming, a little girl. I made it to the car and yanked open the door, and it was you. And I pulled you out, and you were crying for your parents. You couldn't see. I told you to sit still, and I went back for your parents. The smoke was choking me, and the heat was so intense. The flames, I tried, Grace. I tried.
Go on, Tom.
You kept telling me you couldn't see. And then you got real quiet and slumped over. I thought you were dead. My parents came looking for me. They told me to go straight home and to tell no one what happened. They got you to the hospital. But my father used his connections to cover up everything. No one ever knew the truth that I was the one that caused your parents to wreck.
I know.
You knew what happened?
And I knew one day you would tell me.
What?
I was drifting in and out of consciousness that night, but I could hear voices, bits of conversation, and as I grew older, I put all the pieces together. I wanted so much to tell everyone, to bring everything to light. But God told me to lay it down. He would work things out. And it was not my place to approach you about it. You did the right thing by coming here, Tom. This day is an answer to my prayers.
I don't understand.
You need to hear what I've already done in my heart. Tom, I forgive your parents for what they did. And I forgive you.
Grace, you don't understand. This is not why I came here. I believe you needed to know the truth, but I did not by any means come here to ask for your forgiveness. I would never presume to... I'm going to live with that awful night for the rest of my life, and I deserve it.
It doesn't have to be that way, Tom. I've already forgiven you. But the question is, can you forgive yourself?
I have to leave. No, please, don't get up. I can see myself to the door.
Goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye. What's going on?
Dad, I was so worried about you.
The storm. The door blew open. I must have blacked out for a few moments. Oh, Maya, are you okay?
I'm all right, I think.
We've got to get out of here. Oh, I can't move.
I think we're under part of the roof. It's got us trapped.
Ow, my leg. Maya, you're bleeding.
I'm feeling a little dizzy.
Here, put this on your head.
Dad, I'm not feeling really well.
You hang in there. You're gonna be fine. Hey, we need some help in here! Hey, we need some help!
Dad?
Maya, you just keep calm. All we have to do is hang on a little longer, okay?
I'm not so worried about whether we'll be rescued, but I'm just scared about you.
About me? What do you mean about me?
What if we don't make it tonight?
Maya, somebody's gonna be here at any moment, all right?
I know. I would go to be with God, but what about you?
Maya, this is silly talking about this. We're gonna be rescued, all right?
I want so much for you to believe. To accept the forgiveness Jesus offers you. I've been praying for you for a long time, and
shh,
I just...
Maya, shh. You're making yourself upset. I have thought about it a few times.
You have?
Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't work. I'm sorry, Maya, but I'm not cut out to be a Christian. I'm not good enough.
No one is, Dad.
Look, we're gonna make it here, all right? We've got to. Maya? Maya? Maya, say something! Maya! Hey, help us here, will you? Help us out here! Now! Hey! No. No. God. God, can you hear me? Save my little girl! So where's your compassion? Where's all that love that I hear so much about? Are you gonna take her away from me too? You already took everything else. God, save Maya, please. I'll do anything. I'll live a better life, okay? I'll be a better person. I'll do whatever you want. Just save my little girl, will you? Will you?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm worried about Maya. And I'm worried about Tom, too. But at the same time, I feel like he's getting closer to a turning point. You know what I mean? It's like all these things are crashing down around him. Literally. It's almost as if God is trying to get his attention. Actually, it reminds me about a guy in the Bible. Let's check it out. The book of Acts tells us a story about a guy named Saul. Saul was the kind of guy who wanted nothing to do with Christians. As a matter of fact, he hated Christians. But God had a different plan for Saul, and he got his attention in a powerful way. Listen to this. Here's chapter 9. It says, "Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found anyone there who belonged to the Way, meaning Christians, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' The voice that Saul heard was actually the voice of Jesus Christ." Well, how about you? Has God been trying to get your attention? You see, God loves you so much, and he wants so much for you to know and love him too. And sometimes things in our life seem out of control and hopeless, just like they do in Tom Richter's life right now. But it's in those times when our pride is stripped away, and all that's left is our hope, the hope that God can save us. And that's when God gets our full attention. Hey, if God has been trying to get your attention, don't wait. Talk to someone about it today. Talk to your parents or talk to your pastor. If you're not sure who to go to, you can always talk to our friends at 1-888-NEED-HIM. You'll find someone there who can help you answer some of life's biggest questions. Today's episode, Unfinished Business, Part 1, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. The story was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Elizabeth Bowman provided production assistance, while Roy Wallace was our recording engineer. Music for today's program provided by John Campbell, and our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. As always, I'm Zach saying have a great day, and we'll see you real soon down Gilead Lane.